How you doing, Ellie?
Hey, brother, Yosef. Good to be here. I know we've got a tremendous amount of pressures to get on with other things, but we may prioritize our weekly Wednesday live podcast, Real Kindness Podcast, and we're discussing really true and sincere current crisis. Oh, I can't even say the words. I'm just overwhelmed. The war that's going on in Gaza is continuing on, and it needs to continue on because we have a mission there. My son specifically, Barkas and Amash, and all those units, as well as all our friends in the world, should be supporting our mission to wipe out Hamas and the terror organizations.
I'm just letting you know today, Ellie, I'm not going to be a PC. Like, I'm not going to be a PC at all.
You generally aren't.
It's, so. I know, but like today, I'm going to go a little bit off the rails. I feel
let's
like
make some dedications first.
But before we do that, we're going to remind everybody today is Zayin Iyar. Right. Iyar is the month of Refuah. Ani Hashem Ofecha. There are a lot of people who need refuah. My father-in-law, Levi Ben Liba, my mother-in-law, Hulu Bat Chana. There's a young girl in Florida, Helen Yona Bat Chen Chana. A friend of mine's mother, Roisi Bat Fega, Shir Bat Meital, Shoshana Bat Zilpa, and Chava Leah Bat Ida. They should all have a complete and a speedy recovery, Bezrat Hashem.
Amen.
They should feel good. Today is also the 15th of May.
Correct.
Before we get into this non-PC podcast, we're going to sing the song.
Yes.
Rav Shlomo was today in the shiur that we were learning in Tikkun HaMdina with Rav Yitzhak Ginsburg, his sefer. He was just talking about how like he was out and he was performing in various places and doing things, and he just said like the achdut that is being exhibited and the strength among the people and the desire. Kaya. The desire of people to want change, something different. So I think the apropos song for today would be Achenu.
Achenu.
But before we do that, I'm going to make a bracha. L'shem Yechud Kucha Boichu Ushchintei. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam SheHakol Nihiya Bidvaro.
Amen. We've got extra big vessels because we're trying to get the new Shefa, the new abundance that's coming down. To win this war, part of it is there needs to be abundance, abundant mindset. We need to look at chila. This is today, chesed shebenetzach. We have to do it, victory, but with kindness and with kayak, with strength.
Amen.
All right,
we're ready?
We're ready. Let's sing.
Ha'acheinu kol beit Yisrael. Hanitunim atzara, batzara uvashivya, haomdim bein bayam, uvein bayabasha. Acheinu, kol bet Yisrael, Kol Beit Yisrael Hanitunim Atzara Batzara Uvashivya Haomdim Bein Bayam Bein Bayabasha 2, 3, 4 Hamakom Yirachem Yirachem I
We'd be remiss if we don't mention the Chatufim,
yeah,
all the hostages, but Hashem, they should come home today. Bezat Hashem.
I mean, I even brought my sweater back out. It's still up and down the weather.
So yeah.
Still rocking the Just One Chesed merch.
Baruch
Hashem. We always give a shout out to Just One Chesed. There's a lot of causes going on. I just want to mention quickly.
We also have to give a shout out to our host.
Yes, to Reb Charles Sakal, aka Reb Shaul Ben Rochu, should dedicate to his success.
We should also have a little refuel. Slimy has a little bit cold. Yeah. Also to the
Zera Shimshon. And we'll have a shiur, please God, this week. We've been managing to go ahead strong in the summer months. And also part of the summer months, we have Pirkei Avos. So we're going to try keep up the learning. Maybe one little Mishnah, just one mention that ties into what we're talking about. There's so much to discuss right now with the situation. As I said, my son, Baruch Hashem Lamash, his unit, they actually need supplies. Technical, they already, thank God, some people donated towards different aspects for the guns. And obviously then there's all the food and the radios, and because they can't have phones, so they need a radio, something to listen to when they're in the housing for night after night in Gaza. It's very intense times, and I'm sure Just One Chesed are getting a lot of demand as well.
Yeah, we actually have a unit came in on Sunday, and they were just like, it's crazy to me. They're search and rescue.
Yeah.
And they don't have flashlights on their rifles.
Wow.
They're 280 people. They're Miluim, but they don't have it. Only like 20 or 30 of them have it. Like,
wow.
We're talking about strength. We're talking about strength a lot. And my question is, why is it that Israel is always coming from a place of weakness?
Yes.
Why?
That's how we began the shiur today with Rav Shlomo.
Yeah. Like it's the most absolutely ridiculous thing to me in the world.
Strong.
That we have humanitarian aid going into Gaza to our absolute enemies, because every single person in there is our enemy. If they're not a terrorist, they're a future terrorist. And they're holding on to 134 of our people? What other nation in the world does something so ridiculous? Why isn't it you're going to return every single one of our hostages, or we're not giving you any aid? Deal with it on your own. We're shutting off power. We're shutting off water. Why? Why? Why do we always come from a place of weakness?
Yeah, I'm very happy that you brought this up, because it ties perfectly into the Mishnah and this week, Perek Gimel, Yud Aleph. It's a third chapter of Pirkei Avos, Sayings of Our Fathers. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa says, Kol shir echet kedemis lach chachmasa, hachmasa makayemis. Kol shir chachmasa kedemis lach echet, ena chachmas makayemis. So we learned today in the shir that if you don't have chachma being a das, you don't have Torah, if you don't have a Torah way of doing things, then this is why you get to such a place, what you're talking about.
Right.
Where the leadership is not strong and clear. I mean, all the delays and all the allowing, you know, two of my son's unit getting injured yesterday really comes, and even the whole beginning of this war began with not strong leadership, not began with Chochmah bin Adash.
With the Chochmah,
together with Yiras Hashem, with Torah Hashkafa, then it will be established. We'll have a Kiyam in Eretz Yisrael, in the Holy Land, in this world, we'll have establishment. When we don't have that, and it's just wisdom, people quoting ideas, but it's not
based on false foundation wisdom.
Yeah, it's false.
Listen, I want you guys to understand, I'm not sitting here and I'm not blaming the Prime Minister. He has to walk a tightrope like nobody else's business.
Yeah, that film picture gave me encouragement anyway.
But at the end of the day, the tightrope that we're walking, or that he's walking, is to appease the entire world. Right. And there needs to come a point when we don't rely on the rest of the world and we rely on the ultimate, which is the Kaddish Baruch Hu, which will give us our ultimate strength.
100%.
There's got to come a point where we follow the Torah when it comes to war as well.
Yeah.
Oh, we're the most PC and the most loving army. Why are we sacrificing our boys and our girls? Why are we doing that? So what happened? Yesterday, there was a march of 50,000 people from Sderot to Gaza, and there were rockets being fired from northern Gaza in Sderot, where 50,000 people had to take cover on the ground.
My son,
why?
During the Tekkis, even before they went in on Yom Zichron, they were getting missiles thrown at them. And the Techis, you know, they're just.
But,
they're
nor- a, but northern Gaza was cleared out already. Missiles
thrown at them.
Northern Gaza was supposedly cleared out already.
My son was throughout that whole place.
I just read before the podcast this Jabalia, morning, right?
He saw that place emptied out. There was no more terrorism. And then this delay, once again, the politics and all the lack of strength and lack of Yerushalayim allowed, the lack of will, allowed it to rebuild up again, unfortunately.
I just literally,
in a very short time.
I just pray, I pray every day that the leadership has the same koch and the same strength and the same yeshiv adat that our actual soldiers in Gaza have. Because they know the truth.
A lot of people out there keep saying underneath in our comments, and I wish they wouldn't, because it's just not true. It's not factual. Calling us genocidal.
They're just a bunch of idiots.
And the Bibi is.
But they don't know their head from their asses because if they would have known that, if they'd ever stepped foot into Israel, it's an apartheid state, right? We're in apartheid state. Walk around in Jerusalem.
Yeah, my kids
walk
always,
around anywhere you want.
My kids are where the you know technology and where the social media is of the new generations, and they see all our cousins in plenty of good style.
They're
fashion,
all wearing branded clothing.
Brands,
go to Mamila.
Cars. My son's found in all the houses tremendous amount of brand clothes, perfumes. I've got pictures. I've got videos of it. Hundreds of them. Of what they have in their homes in Gaza, and all the more so all around Israel as well, they have very good lifestyle. We've enabled them to have all the blessing. They come, they help, they work with us, they get blessed. They fight and try to kill us, then look what's happened to their whole place. So it's everyone should know this. You know, even a senator in America I saw over the last few months, all the different things going on, got up and said, "You want to be blessed? Why would you start with the Jewish people? You want blessing in your life?" He's not Jewish. But he understands that blessing comes.
Is that Richie Torres?
It was a different guy. So I'm like more like one of
those. No, it's crazy because we actually had, you know,
central, like, you know, with a twangy voice.
In the beginning of the war, I remember, Israel 365, they brought in they bring in a lot of Christians that love Eretz Yisrael and they understand what Israel means and the whole truth. I interviewed one of them. They sponsored a barbecue at the base for 300 soldiers, and I asked like three or four of them, why are you here? Why do you support Israel? And one of them said, well, it says it in the Bible. if you bless Israel, Israel will bless you. And if you don't, you'll be, right? So at the end of the day, it's exactly what you're saying. But
it's Avraham Avinu says, right at the beginning of not only did Hashem say, I'm going to give the land to whoever I want. That's the first Rashi, that's the Bereishis, the beginning. But later on with Avraham Avinu, again and again, you bless Avraham and his descendants, you'll be blessed. It's again and again throughout the Torah. You don't have to go look far for it. And anyone who's honest enough, and that goes to all religions who are connected to the Bible. That means Judaism, Christianity, Islam, if there's any other forms. You know, Sikh seems to be pretty mainstream, Sholem kind of approach. So whoever they are out there, they all know what it says, and they know that that's the root of all the tradition that they have comes from that truth. And
but Ellie, what's the solution? There's got to be a solution. It can't be that we go into a place like Jabalia or Zaytun or Khan Yunis, we clean it out. Like your son said, nobody there, nothing existed. We then leave because we're waiting to go into Rafah, and then we come back and we get we get rockets fired at us to the south from the same places that we supposedly cleaned out. I'm gonna give my opinion on what needs to be done.
Okay.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people are not gonna be happy about this, but I don't give a crap.
You can comment, but just be kind.
You can say whatever you want. You could be kind. You cannot be kind. It doesn't matter to me because I know the truth, and what I'm saying is the truth. And there is, because the truth is the Torah, and that's what we were talking about earlier, right? In the shiur that we learned, we're talking about chokhmah, bina, and daat. At the end of the day, if you're lacking that, you don't have anything. And the decisions that are being made are not based on the Torah. They're not based on the Bible. There's one solution, and one solution only, and that's with the exception of Mashiach coming, should he come today, b'mehira yameinu amen. But in case he doesn't come today, the solution is every single person that's in Gaza needs to be out of Gaza. No ifs, ands, or buts. Zero. There should be not one Gazan, don't say the word Palestinian because they're not Palestinians. There should be not one Gazan left in Gaza that belongs to us.
It should be ours, and we should be building villas on the beach for our people, for the people, for our friends in America that need to come make Aliyah. They should all, I don't know, work out a deal with Africa or something. Take the 2 million and send them to Africa, because at the end of the day, you have people there that are dressed in civilian clothing who are terrorists, and they're going to continue to stay terrorists. Just yesterday, the UN came out and said, oh, the Gaza Health Ministry made a mistake. The amount of civilians dead is 50% less than what we thought. Well, guess what? We knew that already. You did the damage already by saying what you said in the beginning. Can't you just see that they're a bunch of shakranim? All they do is lie. It's lie after lie after lie after lie. And we've lost 270 of our 273 soldiers in Gaza. No, in Gaza alone since October 8th. In Gaza specifically, 200, and I saw today, another one, a 19-year-old was killed yesterday. 273. Why? So we can have the same garbage again in 10 years after they rebuild? They get billions of dollars so they can build more tunnels? Get them out. Yep. They need to be out. Out of Gaza. Only solution. The only solution. And the rest of the world, rest of the world who doesn't understand anything should keep their mouths shut.
Yeah, so there definitely is a lot of people chiming in who don't have any actual first-hand experience or factual-based information.
It's all propaganda, BS.
That wisdom has no establishment. It just disappears. It's just lies of the times and different agendas.
I got fired up, Billy.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. So just to say, like, based on what I heard from my son, and, you know, his first-hand information, or Rudy Rochman was just recently on a on the SOS, forgot the name, SOS podcast with that Adam guy. So he was saying the same kind of thing, that basically he didn't see any civilians almost, except for one or two crazy people who were like homeless. That was Rudy's experience. My son saw, unfortunately, a lot of civilians, but not that they were just wandering around, but they were captured. They were forced to be there by the Hamas. So this is the part of the problem, that they themselves are suffering because of their leadership.
Was it last week's parsha or this week's parsha? Show me your neighbor.
Yeah.
Right?
And I'll show you.
I'll show you who you are.
Yeah, no, so it's a big, listen, it's at the end a big of the day, problem. And they themselves,
2014, they voted for Hamas to take over the government. I'm sorry.
That is just going to continue this. It's brainwashing paraphernalia, guns, rifles, military equipment. And this is when they had everything good. They were given this place for almost 20 years to build a paradise like Dubai or anywhere else in the world. And they could have really, and they failed. And as Ben Shapiro says, what's gained in the media is they're backing the losers. They're backing people who are victimized, call themselves victims, and they're not contributing anything positive.
They forget.
Whereas we are contributing as a people, endlessly positive. And our goal is to help the world truly grow and benefit, not just our own
people. Goal is to be the light.
Light unto the nations, to share.
That's who we are.
The strength, the eternity of kindness.
This is evil.
This is today's energy. We're about teaching the world eternal kindness, not this eternal hatred that they're trying to put into their people, into their own children. I don't walk around with hatred towards anyone, honestly. Even to them. I don't have it. It's not part of my makeup.
Oh, I do.
Maybe you do. Right? It's different Jews. There are all kinds of Jews in this world. I'm from the Cohen part, and in the end of the day, even when I was a kid and I got smashed in the face, I didn't hate those people. Yeah, I got them beaten up because, you know, you just have to do that.
No.
But I didn't hate them, and that is something inside of me. Like, it's about Oyev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Kavim Brios, creation back to Torah. We have to bring everything back to Torah, so they will have a better experience elsewhere. They're being controlled by evil people, and they need to be helped to be removed from that place, so that they can find a normal lifestyle. And anywhere this is happening, the leadership, which is evil, needs to be destroyed. Anywhere. That could be in the world, in Western culture as well. I think in America right now, there's evil leadership as well. They want to encourage mutilation for sex change and all this stuff. You know, this is evil. So there's evil in the whole world, and it needs to be removed. And how to do it, where to do it. And the most important thing is, once again, like we learned today, Sumera Asay Tov is with Das. Is with true das, with true knowledge.
But what does the Torah say? About al b'chash kim no'ogu, right? What are they doing? Forget that. Like, even look at Parshat, like this, Parshat Vayishlach, when it came to the story of Dina and Shimon and Levi, Look at what the Gur Aryeh says. Look at what the Rambam says in Hilchot Melachim about these specific situations. It's very clear. And this is just assuming if they're not Amalek. What does it say about Amalek? Timche et zecher Amalek. I had a discussion with someone yesterday. He's like, all right, let's just say we do what you want, what you say we should do in Gaza. What about the rest of Israel? What about the north? What about within Yehuda Shomron, where we live? I said, I think there's a very simple solution. I don't think the government's going to implement it, but if someone attempts an act of terror anywhere in Israel, that individual, once he's caught, and his entire family, we're talking about siblings, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, I don't care if it's 700 people, right? Every single one of them gets shipped off to another country. And then, wherever that individual is from, so let's just say for the sake of argument, he's from El Khadir, right? That entire yeshuv, that entire settlement is now on watch. And if there's ever another terror attack from that place, the entire yeshuv then gets shipped off. You want to live in this country? You want to live in our land? You follow our rules and we live in peace.
Well, that's the Torah that says that they have to keep Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. You know, someone asked me on one of my classes, how do I connect to this, you know, Sfira and Torah? How do I connect to what you're talking about? So these mitzvahs. So I said that you have to learn the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. You have to learn these seven principles of humanity. And we know one of them very strongly is clear. You cannot kill. You shall not kill. You can't just go around killing people because you have some brainwashed political.
Is creating belief. Judges one of them?
Yes,
I think it is, right?
Yes.
So, if you go, system. Right, if you create, you're supposed to create, and that's what the whole thing with the Gur Aryeh was, yeah. Right? He basically said that the reason, the fact that they came into our land, they did what they did, right? This is October 7th. They went back and then they weren't judged by a court system. They all need to be wiped out.
Well, there is right now there's current approach in America, just to make it more relevant for people out there, that they want to import all the, all the immigrants that are falsely in America. They want to do mass importation. And that sounds like a very extreme right-wing kind of approach, but it's for the security of the nation that it has to come first. And that's, you know, people like Vivek and Trump and all these guys out there who are pushing that now. And it sounds, once again, scary, but it's for, once again, security first. And that's why even someone like Vivek, I'm just quoting him, for example, who's not such a, you know, pro-Israel force, but he is pro-security. And he understands if a nation needs to have security. And that's what we're in that situation. We need to have security and everyone else should stay out of our business. That's really a clear, that I 100% agree with, that we need to be able to take care of our own business. And that the world should have any input, it should only be either to help us or to keep quiet.
Either help us or get out of our way.
Yeah, but there's
it's really no other option
if they're normal thinking.
A government
people.
That can't Unless even secure its own borders wants to tell us how to secure
if
ours.
They're making alliances with terror organizations and they've become evil themselves. They've been bought off for monetary reasons or who knows what the agenda, what's behind it. But they're no longer working for the good of humanity. And
what is it behind? What's behind it? Money, 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 money.
Well, the good news is we will, please God, this is the goal of this class, to give hope that we will have victory.
We will win.
You spend all day encouraging more and more kindness and getting people out there. I myself right now trying to fundraise for my son's unit.
Have you done your chesed today?
I did.
I have as well.
I gave actually some gifts from Haredi families who are sending every week to Efrat, and I gave it to parents of soldiers, and they really appreciate it.
So I want to give a shout out. I see that my Uncle Andy, Lillian's Uncle Andy Strauss, is actually watching right now. So Uncle Andy, I'd love to hear your comments about what was being said. Yeah. Also, we want to know what your thoughts are about Gaza and how we secure Israel. We want to hear about how do we secure the rest of Israel, and also we want to know what is the chesed that you did today, because at the end of the day, and we spoke about this in our first or second podcast, yeah. What's the ultimate chesed? It's getting rid of evil, and this is what our IDF, our holy yeah. IDF soldiers are doing. And I hear all these stupid rumors and all these people yeah. who don't know their head from their tuchus are going ahead and said, oh, Israel is doing this, and the soldiers are doing
and they're
that.
Beautiful
and
they're souls.
They're serving God. And what we learned
I have
from...
people around the world sending me pictures of them praying at different sites with my son's name and videos and from all different places. People are together, united. Like Rav Shlomo said, not just in Israel, but globally, we are united to pray for each other, to care for each other. It's, in the end, we're eternally involved with kindness. That is our light to the world. And our kindness will be to remove this evil from humanity.
And
humanity
Hashem,
will have eternal appreciation, ultimately, for what we've done by giving up our lives for these. And, you know, please God, we'll have Shemir Leona, have heavenly protection, but all the energy, excuse me, and the time and the willingness to give up our life. And this is to our credit, to our people. We are ambassadors to get rid of this terror. And I believe we're going to have victory.
Bezat Hashem, b'shem Hashem, nasev natzliach. We will win this war.
Amen.
And we'll continue to do good. And we love you guys. Thank you for watching. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
You too. Thank you. Share the love.